All right, here's why VSLs are the most profitable way to advertise online. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to show you guys some examples. I'm going to help overcome some limiting beliefs. And I'm going to give you guys the game plan, right? So let's start with the proof. This is one of my days. This is a screenshot from my journal with Miami MD, right? $40 million in sales, right? Look what happened this day, right? $229,000 in revenue. A bunch of fees. We spent $82,128 between Facebook and YouTube, and we did $229K in sales in one day. That's an $80,000 profit day when you take out like 30% margins, which is what most people have in a kind of e-com product business, right? That was essentially it. Here's a question. Your goals of being acquired. Do you think people want to buy companies like this? Companies that are printing off cash, cash machines? Yes, they motherfucking do. They want cash machines like this. And how do you think we're able to scale? You want to know how we scaled so fast? You think you could scale to $40 million in sales in a year if you were printing this kind of money? Yes, you can. It's easy. You don't even need a lot of cash because all of this money, the $229K, is going to go into your bank account and you can use that for ad spend the next day. Now, how did we do this? We did it by running direct VSLs on YouTube. The VSL direct on YouTube. 32 minutes on an ad that is direct on their Facebook feed. They're sitting on a toilet, they're scrolling, they're watching, they see a 32-minute ad, they go, fuck yeah, I'm gonna watch this. They watch it, then they buy, and then they buy the next thing after watching the next video. That's the whole kind of point here. Now, I know what you're thinking, because this is what everybody thinks. Nobody in their life is gonna watch a 30-minute ad on Facebook and YouTube, and I get it, right? It sounds completely retarded. And when I first got to Mindvalley, the biggest hurdle that I had to overcome with was like, yeah, it does sound retarded. No one's ever gonna watch a video. People have short attention spans, blah, 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 blah. It's all the bullshit that the people who aren't doing fucking monster numbers are gonna tell you. No one's gonna watch longer than 5-minute ads, but here's the truth. Right? People binge watch 8 hours of Breaking Bad if they're captivated, right? They're on Facebook because they have nothing to fucking do, and then they find something that triggers them and they're in. They watch it all the way to the end. Here's some more proof, right? VidTal, top videos, unlisted, right? Last 30 days, here's us. 2 million views, last 30 days, 2.6. This is a 32-minute video. This is Gundry MD. 36-minute video, 40-minute video. Here's a 17, 32, 20, 18, 29, 17. Like, it's like once you pass videos that are 10 minutes long, they're all long as fuck. They're all 20 minutes, 40 minutes. There's occasionally a 17-minute in here. In the top, this is the top videos running right now. This is the best online on the internet. There's a 16-minute one. That's the shortest one I've seen so far. Right? But all of these monster ones, right? All the big ones are fucking long videos. Long, 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 long videos. So that's the proof, right? And I understand that, right? So I saw this with Golden Hippo years ago, 5 years ago. I saw them running the long form videos and I didn't really get it either. I knew that was the best way because they were the richest guys in the space and it made sense to fucking listen to what they were saying. So I did, but I didn't really start out that way. But before I tell you how I got into 30-minute ads, let me just talk to you about capturing emails, right? Because people go, well, what about email forms like webinars and whatever, right? Because Mindvalley was doing this before. When I got to Mindvalley, they were doing what's called a masterclass where it's a short 2-minute video to inspire someone to sign up to a webinar. They run a webinar and they buy through the webinar. Now, the first thing was like, listen, dude, if you're running webinars, okay, you're still sending someone to like an hour video. Webinars are like an hour, 2 hours long if you're selling a high ticket product. Quit fucking bitching, beating around the bush and having somebody click and sign up to a form here. Like it's just the ROI that you're losing by getting someone to register is not as much as the ROI you're gaining maybe over the next 2 weeks. On top of that, the more pain in the ass problems that come up when you're generating emails, and the worst problem is that all of a sudden you don't actually know if your shit's very good or not. Because you're like negative 50% ROI day one, and you're like, well, I think 1,000 years from now, I think that customer is going to have an LTV and buy it. So you don't do what you actually need to be doing, which is making a shit fuck ton of variations of your VSL. You just sit on your ass and wait till, oh my God, I hope someone's going to fucking buy later. That doesn't work. That's the main problem with lead gen and doing this kind of stuff. VSLs give you direct feedback. This shit was profitable on day one. Look at this. Like, if even if you have, let's just imagine, this is one of the upsell videos, right? So Mind Valley, we go long form VSL to sales page, right? Where they buy $400 a year product. I gotta inspire someone to cold sell $400 a year. And then they go upsell video and upsell video for another program after this. And then they get the product. But let's just say this, right? It's because I've tested a lot of, you know, short form video to VSL on a pre-landing page. Did you know that if I have to get someone to just to click fucking play on this video, that is a 10% drop-off rate. 10% of people are going to drop off 8% if I tell them to fucking just click play. They won't even click play no matter what. That's why autoplay is such a better strategy, but most networks won't allow you to do autoplay. So you got to make them click. But that's why just running the damn thing direct on Facebook, YouTube works the best, right? That's why it's kind of the game plan that we kind of flow here. So let me tell you, I never really wanted, you think I wanted to do 30-minute ads? You think I just wanted to do 30-minute ads? I never really wanted to do 30-minute ads. In fact, I started out with e-commerce. You know, you might have heard my story already. I was struggling with e-commerce. I was struggling. It was a pain in the ass. I had sold my McLaren for crypto and got destroyed. And I was pissed the fuck off that I was a young guy who didn't have a supercar anymore. And I was like, let's fucking start making money on the internet again, right? So one day, we discover that, hey, we have all these advertorials selling supplements that were really, really good and really, really profitable. So we started rewriting them for e-com products. We were having a hard time with e-com because there was nothing to swipe in the space. I didn't have anything direct competitors that I could kind of swipe with. So one day we're like, why don't we just rewrite the advertorials that are working for supplements for this, like Mad Libs, like just redoing it. And we started doing that and it started working. And then I saw a VSL on the internet of like a celebrity. It wasn't even trying to sell anything. It was just a story of like a slideshow. And I was like, man, I wonder if I could just turn my advertorial into a slideshow video. And it worked. It blew up. It started to do a lot better. And our CPMs went down because we were letting people just stay on the platform and they would just click off if they wanted to buy. Then I hired John Benson and he yelled at me and I made my story better. I made my mechanism better. And all of a sudden now we're at 3 to 5 minutes. I started out with 3-minute videos, you know, just tweaking to the lander because I too, like everybody else, was like short videos are the way to go. Let's do it short. Who the fuck would ever want to watch more than 3 minutes, right? But they got back pain. They got back pain that's ruining their entire life, but they don't have 3 minutes to spare to learn about how to fix it. Nah, they got years to spare to learn about how to fix it. They will go around the world to learn how to fix their problems that they have in their life. The second you tap into somebody's problem that they are experiencing and you give them hope and you reveal a mechanism that can kind of, you know, that can kind of change their life and you have an authority figure, you have an authority figure who is worth listening to, who they're fucking in. They're like, I've been looking for someone just like this to give me the fucking tips that I want to listen to. They are watching. And I use this, right? I went on selling, this is for all you affiliates. This is for all of you e-com guys, your course creators. I was selling foot insoles, $39 pain patches, pet supplements, drones, pillows, TV antennas, skincare. I sold like shower heads, right? To get cleaner water in your shower because the water is polluted in your area. And you don't want to get that shit on your skin and it's causing all the rashes and pimples that you're getting. All these kind of things I would sell as an affiliate. And I had a full-time copywriter, 4 video editors, and 4 media buyers. And we were cranking this stuff out left and right. Right, putting in work, putting up numbers. And all between the 5 to about 11 minute kind of 11 minute section, that's where I kind of stayed for the first 2 years of my VSL career until we got out of affiliates, right? Because everyone was ripping our stuff left and right. We started looking for some more secret products and then I found this skincare offer, right? And I was like, you know, when I think about affiliates is like nothing really happens until you start bitching. If you start bitching, they like lower their scrub rate on you and you get better results. So, and you always want to kind of push for things, you know, so I'm pushing for higher payouts. And one day we're crushing it with this skincare brand and I'm pushing for higher payouts. And this guy's like, nah, man, your AOV is like, you know, $90. We can't afford to pay you more than like, you know, $59 for this. I'm like, no way. You're just bullshitting me, man. Like this, our AOV is great. Like we're so good, right? But as an affiliate, I've never actually seen, I kind of had this idea, like you don't actually never, I actually have no fucking clue what my AOV has ever been for any of these products because I only got sold for the front end. I don't know anything about the back end, anything about what's on the merchant account side of things. And I only knew this, right? So he's like, nah, your AOV is low. I can't give you a bump. So We're like, nah, fuck, this guy's lying to us, right? So eventually we cracked this campaign, and eventually we made our own skincare brand and we launched our own offer, right? And then what we discovered was, fuck, our AOV actually sucks balls. This stuff actually sucks. It was like a $90 AOV, right? So what did we do? We go, let's do what the AOV stuff does, right? Let's go work on the upsell. We made upsell videos. We did a second upsell. We were selling the eye cream on the other upsell, and we started, and AOV started to rise. It went about 120, but it was still kind of shitty. We heard through the ranks that other people were doing like $150 AOVs, so we just couldn't kind of figure it out. So one day I went to Copy Accelerator with my team, and I met up with Stefan Georgi, and he taught me this thing called the money close. And the big idea was here is that most people think AOV comes from the after someone purchases. Nah, AOV comes from before someone purchases. Before someone buys for your first time, you're inspiring them to buy multiple products at one time, and the close is how you do it. So he handed me this thing called the money close, which I'm going to teach you guys my version of this later, because we tested multiple closes after this and it completely transformed our life. That's how we got the ultimate AOV close coming up later for course creators, for supplements, and for kind of e-com products. So we applied the money close and our AOV went through the fucking roof. All of a sudden, we're at $154 just by adding an 8-minute close to the stories that I was telling on these products above, right? To the copy I was pitching up here. We added 8 minutes worth of closing, and all of a sudden now our AOV is at 154 and we're doing fucking batshit crazy numbers. So now my videos were at 20 minutes long, and now I really understood the importance of a rock solid close with my VSL, with the story. The story inspiring people on how they got it, and then the root cause of the problem, the solution, the techniques, and then the close, all that was about 20 minutes long. Then, as you get into supplements, which are like $79, typically for one bottle, and then like a $200 AOV, when you're going for higher priced products, that's why videos start to get longer. You have to have longer videos for higher priced products, end of story, right? So, as we did the supplements, if you model any of the big supplement guys like Gundry or Research or any of the big ClickBank offers, you're gonna see that these videos are an hour long, 40 minutes long. So, when we rewrote our supplement for collagen product, we had a 40-minute long video and it fucking blew up, right? That was $15 million a year in sales off that collagen supplement VSL. That absolutely exploded. So now with Mindvalley, like, we're running $399 for the year, $99 a month. That's a heavy offer. You gotta goddamn have 30-minute long videos. There's no way to get around it if you're doing this heavy duty kind of stuff. If you're doing lower price point things, you can get away with 5 to 11 minutes. Remember, I had a 200 grand day selling fucking foot insoles. I have sold $1 million of pillows in 4 days, right? 4 days. The guy's like, yeah, we got plenty of inventory. You can't. I'm like, oh, dude, I sell out every single time. I was like, what I do as a great affiliate, what you do is you turn inventory problems into, you turn sales problems into inventory problems. That's it. Before you got there, they had no sales. After they got there, you had no inventory, right? You still just got problems. You're just transforming your problems into another problem, which is inventory problem, which is kind of funny because now you have massive cash in the bank, right? Which is a better problem to have no inventory and a ton of cash versus no sales and a ton of inventory, right? Way better to have. But anyway, so that got me into longer form VSLs for sure. Now, if you're running short form ads, I'm telling you, man, you're just, if you're doing the short form 2 to 3 minute, 4 minute kind of VSLs, and you haven't tried longer stuff, I'm telling you right now, you're really just inspiring people to dip their toe in. You're really just inspiring people to buy the least amount possible, to just see how it is, and then if it's good, they'll come back on their own later. But chances are they're not gonna do that on their own later. So you need to get the yearly close, man. You wanna get the yearly close, right? You wanna sell the 6-month package, the 12-month package, the 12-bottle package. You wanna sell a lot, right? You wanna do these big kind of sales. That way you could boost your AOV and you can get the most as you can out of this thing. So here's the action plan, right? Here's this course summary of it all. If you wanna have monster fucking days like this, all you gotta do, and all we did, was have one VSL cranked all of this, right? You need one VSL that prints cash, one VSL that if you put $1,000 in, you get $3,000. If you put 10 in, you get 30. If you put 80 in, you get 229, right? That's kind of it. That's all you do. And the point of this VSL masterclass is I'm going to teach you guys how to make VSLs. And the first thing we're going to talk about coming up right now is authority figures. This is big. Somebody worth listening to. So let's jump onto the next video and let's do it. Let's do